Zaps number 162, Zombie Apocalypse Pandemic Survival. I'm your host, Chris Borges of the Chris Borges vs. the Beast podcast. How's everyone doing today? Hope you guys having a lovely, terrific day today. As always, if you'd like to do me a huge favor and subscribe to the channel and like, hit, smash that subscribe and like button, I'd really appreciate it. You know, right off the bat, you know, if you guys would like to support me and my channel, we do have, if you go to the top right here, just right here, just click that button, Borges Bay 1. I got a gazillion items for sale, guys, Borges Bay 1. 96% positive feedback, 278 items sold over my lifetime, I guess, on eBay. That's a lot of items you guys have sold, so you guys can tell I'm still around, so I'm a solid seller. As soon as you guys buy something in any of my categories, Borges Bay 1, new items every day, fast shipping, amazing deals daily, and that's the truth. Fast shipping, amazing deals daily. For example, if you'd like to just purchase a vintage pen reel, it'll show you, you know, it gives you a gazillion photos. And here's the buy it now button, and you'll, you know, $9.95 standard shipping, you guys should get it usually within a few days, should arrive. No problem. As well as if you guys go to my About Me section, right here, and go down to the hyperlinks, the blue hyperlinks right here, rather, and check out all my books available. Bay Eyes, we have available right here, Bay Eyes, because I am an author, The Damned, and I'm working on a 10 series book novel. So I have 10 novels on the way. I already finished 3. I'm working on my 4th one called Some Things Were Sacred, and here's the 3rd one, and if I may say, the best one I've ever done so far. I actually gave it to a friend, and he's reading it as we speak, and he's going to give me some feedback as soon as he's done reading it. Available for purchase, paperback, $19.95. Here's the buy it now button. If you guys would like to support me and the Zaps YouTube channel, I'd really appreciate it. Still trying to make it up to 1,000. As you guys can see, I only have 14 subscribers, but I'm trying to make it up to 1,000 plus, hopefully a million one of these days. To start getting, you know, to start putting my merch and all that kind of stuff, my t-shirts, coffee mugs, wristbands, stickers, all that kind of stuff that I'm going to have available for sale. I'll put it on top of the Zaps podcast, all the Zaps merch, you know what I mean? So, need you guys help really bad, and just subscribe to the channel and like every one of my videos. That really helped me out a lot. I'd really appreciate it. Getting right off to Zaps number 162. The wave forecast today is definitely looking like 1 to 2 foot mush here on the entire southern coastline of California. Most places, you know, with, you know, occasional, I guess, 3 foot freak sets and all that kind of stuff, but mostly it's just a 1 to 2 foot mushy day. You know, it's a beautiful day just to go out, bask in the sand, go play in the water and that kind of stuff. Weather report is looking for the entire week of this week of March, the beginning of March. We're in March 2nd, Wednesday, March 2nd, 2022, and it looks like for the most part today it's going to be in that rough 80 degrees today. You know, just it's a nice middle 80 degrees, so a little hot, but not too bad. It's in the 80s, you know what I mean? 70s, mid-70s, low 80s, that kind of a deal for Santa Ana, California today here. 1 o'clock p.m. sharp in this beautiful day, hitting 2 o'clock actually. And it's going to be partly cloudy, it's saying. So, really cool stuff in general. I really like that weather report, so I'm actually going to delete that. Yeah, so we have that weather report right there. So weather report right there, W for weather. Okay, so we're going right back into it. And exactly as it says in the headlines for the Zaps number 162 podcast channel for today is, finish my wave painting, 3 out of 1,000, and getting things done. Now, here it is, you guys. The moment you all been waiting for. Painting number 3. Yes, painting number 3 is done. I named this beautiful, lovely piece of the ocean a windy back porch afternoon. That's what I'm naming this piece. And this is the third painting out of a thousand painting collection called the Chris Borges Art Collection. Okay, you guys, so I have only made 3 out of 1,000, so I got 997 more paintings to go. And I'm sure on the thousandth one, it's probably going to be the most beautiful one you've ever seen me do. So that's the way I do my art collections. Usually when I start an art collection, it's been a long time, been years since I started an art collection, but I'm going to start, this one's going to be all like waves, sunsets, beach scenes, all of it in the entire collection. Because I am a bodyboarder, I am a surfer, I am a wave rider. I love the beach. I love to go fishing, go to the beach, go boogie boarding, swimming, all that kind of stuff. Snorkeling, spear diving, all of that. Canoeing, kayaking. I really enjoy the beach life. So here it is. This is my ode to the beach. This entire collection is going to be just nothing but water scenes, ocean scenes, sea scenes, sea wildlife, beach scenes, wave and sunset scenes, underwater scenes, all that kind of stuff. So I hope you guys can see it very good. I'm happy with it, with what came out. It's the best I could do at the moment. And that's all you can really do, you guys. At least just the way I see my life. I just do the best I can. It's the best I could do at that particular point in time last night. So I'm saying it's good. For the moment. It's not a Picasso painting. It's not a Michelangelo piece, but that you got to start somewhere, That's how I go about it. I just love the coloring on it, So I got them all. I'm gonna have them all on my wall. Obviously, I can't put 1,000 paintings on my wall, but for the first 100 batch, I'll make room for them on the wall. And they're gonna be all kind of sizes. I even have really small ones that I'm gonna be doing, like this one. Haven't done this one yet, but these are all pre-primed canvases that I buy from the store. Just very basic, just everyday canvases and stuff. It's nothing special. It's just pre-primed, ready to go, ready to paint on, and all that kind of stuff. So I also have pastels, oil pastels, acrylics, crayons, colored pencils, all that kind of stuff I'm using for each one of my art pieces. So I even have this. So this one right here too, I also have. It's called Soft Pastel Box of Rembrandt. 15 full sticks with 30 half sticks, extra fine soft pastels. These ones, I can't wait to use these ones. These are mainly gonna be for my live portraits that I do, or for just for my just portrait pieces that I do of just magazine cutout covers, or just whoever wants to get a live portrait done. This is gonna be my full set right here. So really stoked on this little batch I got right here, these soft pastel entire box set. So can't wait to try them out and crayon, put them on top the and put them to work on the G clays. So I can't wait to see how that looks. I still need to get some spray, some oil spray for the finish, some finish spray, and a few other items and stuff like that too. So really cool stuff in general. And just getting things done, let's just see. I did a whole bunch of stuff, like insanely difficult stuff, like just over the past week or two. Just for example, I just got my taxes done. I just got my auto insurance covered, fully covered. I just got a whole bunch of like legal stuff done and just like government stuff done. I already paid off my IRS debt thing. I already been working every single day, just got a raise. So a lot of things are looking up. I got my bodyboarding fins. I still got to do a bodyboarding video. That's coming up later this year. Gonna be doing Rincon, Trestles, Seal Beach, Huntington Beach, all that kind of stuff. So I got a bodyboarding video on the way as well, you guys, available on YouTube and DVD. So I got a whole crew that I'm paying to do the filmography and all that kind of stuff, and all the shots while I'm riding the wave and going down the wave crest and all that kind of stuff, and catching all the waves and getting barreled and all that kind of cool stuff. So gonna have head cams, all that kind of stuff. So it's gonna be amazing footage, a wave footage and all that kind of stuff, because I am an ocean guy. I'm just an ocean person. I bodyboard extremely dangerous waves, some of the best waves on planet Earth. Rincon, Newport Beach, Pier 13, Cardiff Reef, Black's Beach, Trestles, obviously. And I also have planned trips to go down to Shark Island in Australia, and do go to the Gold Coast and go to Superbanks too, as well as Kira, a whole bunch of places down Australia too eventually. Just to do bodyboarding videos and that kind of stuff, because obviously there's Honolulu Bay in Maui, Hawaii. There's Scorps, There's gazebos in Maui. There's Kaanapali Beach in Maui. There's harbors, all that kind of stuff. So really good beach breaks all around the world. Just I love to go to the world-class, best of the best waves. You know what I mean? I love just really good waves. Obviously, Europe has them, and France has some of the best waves in the world. Portugal, obviously, and the like. You know what I mean? There's just really good waves all over the world. You know, even on the East Coast of America. You know what I mean? There's really good bodyboarding spots in Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina, all the way up to New Jordan. You know, New Jersey, New York. Massachusetts, all that kind of stuff. Boston, there's really good waves all around, man. But like the thing is, you know, as far as just temperature wise goes, I'm not a wetsuit kind of a guy. I'm more of like, I like to surf like closer to the equator. I enjoy warm water surfing more so than cold water surfing because I just don't enjoy putting on thick wetsuits and all that kind of stuff. It really limits my moving ability. It feels very uncomfortable. I'm more of a t-shirt and surf shorts kind of a bodyboarder. I do stand-up bodyboarding. I do jack stand bodyboarding. I do prone bodyboarding. I'm that kind of a wave rider. I don't do I don't I don't I rarely do like surfing or rarely do longboarding. But if I had a choice, I would do both. But the thing is, I just love bodyboarding more so than all the other ones, even more so than skimboarding or kite surfing or all that kind of stuff. So yeah, I'm just more of a bodyboarder when it comes to, you know, water surfing and all that kind of stuff, you know, wave riding. Yeah, so, you know, a lot of stuff in the works, you guys. We have a lot of things going on. I have my double helix calendar board up top over here with 2 months, not just 1 month, but 2 months scheduling, because that's how crazy my life is and how crazy my schedule is these days. It's just I have to book every single day because there's just no time, because I have a million things to do and no time to do it. Because obviously, for one, I do Zaps, the Zombie Apocalypse Pandemic Survival Podcast. I work a full-time job. I am an eBay seller, so I sell items on my eBay, obviously, as you guys seen. I'm a life portrait artist and art, just artist in general, just a painter in general. So I have that, my 1,000 art collection I'm doing. I'm an author, obviously, as you guys showed you guys, Bay Eyes, The Damned, A Hawaiian Haunting, and Some Things Were Sacred is coming up shortly. So I have, you know, as well as I'm a musician, I'm working on my third album for Lays. So, you know, besides that, I am a filmmaker. I'm working on Florida the Skyfaller as well too. I make my own original creations. I have a lot of business supplies I have to order still. I am a wave and sunset photographer, so I also do photography, but more like water, seascape, sunset, wave photography, inside the waves, inside the barrels, mostly wave and sea photography in general. So, I do a whole bunch of stuff, you know. So just that in general was like what, like nine jobs. So besides that, I do auto mechanics as well too. I do computer tech. Like I'm a video game creator. I'm working on a Hawaiian Haunting video game, as well as I'm a short filmmaker, short film animator for the, like, I make animation films as well too. So Some Things Were Shaken is gonna be the first animation, you know, short film that I'm gonna be doing. So that's gonna be for the fourth novel. And you know, so there's a lot of moving parts into my life, so there's always a gazillion things going on, you know what I mean? So that's the way I run my shop, that's the way I run my business. It's just the way I've always been. It's just I'm very productive. I enjoy having a lot of things to do because it keeps me from not being so bored at all. I just have a million things going on, and that keeps me very busy, you know. So at the end of the product, so at the end, you know, at the end of, you know, whatever the cycle, I'll have something very great and beautiful and marvelous to show the world, to possibly sell, to possibly just show and give to the world, you know. So that's the way I go about my business, is I like to make productive things that actually better the world, that actually have a positive impact, you know, on society and that kind of a stuff. So that's just what I do, that's what I'm into. Obviously the arts with the music, the painting, the book writing and stuff from my imagination. You know, so there's a lot of moving parts into my business, into my life. There's a lot of things, you know. I also do acting and filmmaking, obviously, so might be a lot of fame, in the mix of all that kind of stuff too. But I'm used to it. I'm a musician. I've been playing for a long time. There's a lot of energy that surrounds me. A lot of people around that know me. I've played a lot of shows, a lot of live sets, gigs, all that kind of stuff. So I'm very much used to the hype and all that kind of stuff, and it doesn't faze me like much at all. I really don't care for that stuff. What I care for is I care for the jobs and the work that I produce. Okay, because I don't like to be a part of things that I don't believe in. And I need to have a strong conviction in anything that I partake in, that if I have a very strong feeling for it and I'm very much drawn to it, I will do that. Just so happens it happens to be, acting, filmmaking, obviously making films, acting, making movies, making novels and movies from my imagination, making beautiful paintings from my imagination. All that kind of stuff goes into part of my business and who I am and what I represent. I represent creativity, I represent positivity, I represent hard work ethic and the like. All of that good stuff combined, light, positivity, all that good stuff is a part of my business only. No bad stuff, none of that stuff. It's only light, positivity and good stuff in my business that I go through. So that's the way I run my shop. That's the way I run my life and my business and how I do things. I am battling a really bad cigarette addiction right now, but that's no problem. That's just how I've always been. And obviously, it's a problem because I can't control it. I do smoke cigarettes, but I've quit drinking. I've quit doing drugs. I quit most of the bad stuff. The hardest part for me is just to quit smoking. So that's a very big battle that I'm facing this year. I'm facing head on, and I'm gonna make sure eventually I'll quit cold turkey. Everybody has their own problems in life. Everybody has their own struggles. I'm dealing with mine, but I just choose to do mine publicly because I get paid for it, and because I can, sell my products and that kind of stuff, and I can run my business through this, so I don't mind sharing my public life. It's a part of my business, is my public life. The Zaps Zombie Apocalypse Pandemic Survival is all things Chris Borges. It's my life, my feelings, my thoughts, my works, all that kind of stuff combined into one that I'm doing. So the Zaps Zombie Apocalypse Pandemic Survival channel will be around as long as I'm still breathing, as long as I'm still alive and kicking. Zaps will always be a major part of YouTube and a part of my life and my community, because it's basically what Zaps is. Basically, it's just a video documentary. It's a video daily vlog of my life. That's all it is. I just choose to do it this way because this is the only way I know how to do it so far. Until I know how to work my camera to do live shooting outside at the beach, outside of, playing at a music concert or a venue or that kind of stuff, or playing outside at the beach, jamming with my friends, my daily life, well, all that kind of stuff that I do. I don't mind sharing that stuff, because one is I'm not afraid of anybody. Two is, it's my life and I can do whatever I want. Three is, it's just a part of my business. It's just Zaps is Chris Borges. It's my life. So, so I don't mind all that kind of public attention and all that kind of stuff. It just comes with the territory. You know what I mean? It's just business. It's just my life. I don't mind, whatever may come, any kind of negativity, any kind of bad afterthought, I don't care. You know what I mean? This is my life. This is who I am. This is my business. It's just how it's gonna be. You know what I mean? Zaps is around as long as I'm around. So good stuff in general. I got a ton of work you guys to do. I gotta do some social media stuff after this, and I gotta do a couple of eBay items to post up. I'm gonna be posting up all my paintings right now, actually, on my eBay store, Borges Bay One. If you guys like to go check that out, go check that out. Feel free to go check that out and do all that kind of stuff. And purchase one if you'd like to support the channel. So that's all we got going on for today, guys. Is that for 162? Just kind of explained exactly what's going on with the Zaps podcast and my life and everything that's going on. You know, I actually, if you guys don't know, I'm sure you guys don't know, but I actually I had to record this. I had to do three takes before I actually made this good one. Now, you know, it's tough work. It's very tough work. I'll put it like that to you guys. That's why I do it. I try to do it every day, daily. But as you guys can tell, it's tough. You know, I'm not a professional this or that. I'm just a hard worker, and I just get through each and every problem that arises. I make sure I solve it quickly and make sure it gets done. That's the only way I get through this. Okay, that's the way I get through my real life full-time job. That's the way I get through the other 10 businesses that I got going on right now, is I just chop away what I can every single moment of every single day. Okay? So the thing is, if, you know, I come across in any type of way, that's just me, you know? If you don't like it, you guys can move on. But, you know, I'm doing my best here for you guys, and I hope you guys can see that. I'm not choking up or anything. I just got a little, I guess I'm just kind of just, I have a really dry mouth right now. I've been talking a lot. So that's all we got going for today. Today, you guys, is just that. Thank you all for tuning in. It's been Zaps number 162, Zombie Apocalypse Pandemic Survival. I've been your host, Chris Borges, the Chris Borges First to Beast podcast. Again, if you could subscribe to the channel, I'd really appreciate it. And I'll see you guys tomorrow on Zaps Daily number 163. I hope you guys have a great day. And see you guys then. Have a good one. Bye.